T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, please help my girl Chelsea out. Did she make a huge mistake that could totally ruin her relationship with her best friend? Will what she did totally backfire in her face? So basically, I'm sure you've been in this situation. Your friend started dating somebody new, and maybe you don't like that person very much because of the things that that person's done. So Chelsea gave her friend, keyword, unsolicited negative feedback on the guy she started dating. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Why do you believe this could backfire, and how did you deliver the message?
So basically what I said to her, I told her, you can do way better, mm-hmm. and he's not as cool as you think he is. And the thing is like, I'm not the only one in our friend group that feels the same way.
You're just the messenger.
Exactly. And I think, when I actually gave her this advice, it was when he was like making her upset. Like he wasn't responding to texts and he mm-hmm. wasn't really showing up. So for me, I was kind of saying in a way of like, girlfriend, like, I think you have this image of who he is and he's really not that cool. And I will say, like, I've known this guy for a couple years. And like, when she told me she was into him, I was kind of just like, really? You know, like,
damn,
I was super, super surprised. And obviously, like, I have high expectations for her because she's my best friend. But like, you know, and in the last couple months that they've been kind of loosely dating, he hasn't showed up for her. He hasn't been, you know, right. like texting her how he should be and whatever. So that was kind of where I stood on it. Now, where it's weird is that he kind of is showing up for her. I think he's realized that she actually is cooler than him. And so he's like, you know,
upped his game.
Yeah, upped his game. And so she, you know, every time I talk to her now, she's like all excited about him. Yeah, he's like really like, you know,
hyping him up.
Making plans with me, this and that. And it's awkward because
you don't like him.
I don't know. Yeah,
you said you could do better.
Has it gotten awkward? Has she started noticing that you don't like him? Like, by the way, you're acting towards him?
Well, so she was out of town last week, and I actually ran into him at this show, and I quickly, like, I was with a bunch of people, and I kind of saw him from, like, across the bar, and I was like, he kind of waved to me, and I said hi, but I moved on, because it was just, you know, yeah. I didn't have much time that I was going to be at the show, and she called me, and she's like, oh, did you end up seeing him at the show? And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. And she's like, well, did you talk to him? And I was like, I said like a quick hi. She's like, oh, that's it.
Like how high? How'd you
yeah,
say
she's
it?
Like, who was he with though? Like you didn't find like talk to him? And I was like,
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter like anymore. It doesn't matter how the actual interaction goes, because once you've told somebody what you really think about somebody or whatever, they're gonna act awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So you could meet this, you could see her and him, and it'd be totally normal under any circumstances, completely normal. But because you've kind of told her that, she's gonna be approaching it with like this weird, like kind of analytical standpoint right. where she's like, oh, Chelsea's standing like that. Why is she standing like that? Does she not like him there?
Brian, do you think this is gonna backfire? Unsolicited negative advice?
100%. It's backfired on me every single time.
With who?
Well, I have the subtlety of a blowtorch.
Torched.
When people ask me what I think, I tell them what I think. And like the most recent example was my brother was dating a girl,
yeah.
and he didn't ask me what I thought, but when someone tells you and they're complaining, right, mm-hmm. I've learned they're just complaining. They
just
don't
listen.
Need you to double yeah. down on it. You don't need to be like, oh, yeah, that chick sucks. Like, dude, yeah, that chick is awful. You should break up with her. Because then if they stay together... You're like, hey, I was just kidding, man. You
yeah.
know when I called that chick, like, awful? I was like, ha, 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 I was joking.
Chelsea, I think it might backfire on you, and it usually depends. Like, if the person that you gave unsolicited negative advice about the new person they're dating has been going through a drought in their dating world, no matter what you say,
yeah.
they're just going to hang on to that person. And then the next risk is that that dude is going to find out that you don't like him, and what he could do is turn her against you.
Ugh, don't.
And start building a case against you to split up your friendship, you know? I've always been upfront and honest with my friends, but it's all in the delivery. I'm like, yo, I'm saying this out of love. Like, one of my homies came up to me one day and said, hey, you know the girl that I met 2 months ago? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm getting engaged. And I was like, bro, I gotta say this because I love you, But like, are you sure you're making the right decision here, bro? You've known her for 2 months. Why the rush? I said it straight up when we're still homies because the delivery was in a good way.
Oh, so you're saying my delivery wasn't good?
Yeah, your delivery wasn't good.
No, but I feel like it was, no, though. I was just being truthful.
And it was unsolicited.
Literally, I would want someone to be truthful about if they didn't like a guy I was dating, right. You know?
It's even worse when someone asks you, are you sure? Just asking. Now you can walk away and question yourself.
Shoot us a call or a text. Did Chelsea make a huge mistake that can now ruin this relationship with her best friend by giving unsolicited negative advice about the new dude she's dating? 877-971-HITS. Mariah from Valencia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did Chelsea make a huge mistake by telling her best friend the dude she's dating is terrible?
No.
Yay.
No, I don't think it was that. She's your best friend. That's so silly. Like, and I feel like she's talking to you about it now.
Jeez, what are you doing right now? Filming Fast and the Furious?
She's riding on the back of a crotch rocket right now.
Hold on, Mariah.
What is that noise?
Hold for airplane.
Sorry, I'm driving. No, it was a motorcycle. I'm going all the way down to the OC from Valencia.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time to commute, so I'm just listening to you guys.
You're in the OC, which is the land of the crotch rockets now. So.
Anyways, did Chelsea make a mistake or not?
No, Chelsea. You did not make a mistake. I don't. She's your best friend.
Right?
If she's talking to you about the situation right now, if she was already mad at you or like thinking you had this huge issue with him, like she wouldn't be confiding in you now. But you don't like actually hate the guy.
No, I don't hate him. I just want what's best for my friend. And also, like, what a bummer too. Like, if all of us girlfriends aren't a huge fan of him and he's in the group, like, wouldn't you want to know if like your boyfriend was the one that like we didn't really want around?
I mean, we can hear your eye rolls through the microphone right now.
And let's be honest, if you're a dude, you know that you're not just dating your girlfriend; you're dating the entire group of friends.
It's so important to get along with everyone.
Okay, no, I hear you. I just know like the flip side. Like, so I'm in a very tight group of friends, and we have one of the guys is dating someone, and no one likes the girlfriend, and
it's
that's
hard.
Unfortunate. And I'm trying to be the open-minded one, and like finally people are coming around because they're realizing like we're not getting rid of her. Tell your friends, like maybe she'll make him a better guy.
Yeah.
That's right. You can totally change a man. Everybody knows that.
Oh, for sure.
Not change a man. You can elevate a man.
Oh, I love that. You can elevate a man.
Yeah, Mariah.
Words of wisdom.
You get so philosophical going from Valencia to the OC, girl.
She's got time to think.
I have so much to think about.
You're the best.
We love you, Mariah.
Love you too. Thank you.
Bye. Teresa from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Teresa, you're saying this is totally going to backfire on Chelsea. What happened to you?
In my situation, I was living with some roommates, and one of them was dating someone that none of us liked. And so one day, we all got pretty drunk, and I drunkenly said that I didn't like him in front of everyone. And things got really awkward, and we ended up having to live together for another 2 years. Awkward. I mean, it definitely ended up backfiring because they ended up getting married.
Oh.
And all of my roommates were invited to the wedding except for me.
No! Wow! She really held it against you. And you guys must not be on speaking terms now then.
No, like, we were only on speaking terms enough to, like, be roommates, but, like, nothing else. It was awful.
Teresa, in a way, were you proven wrong? Did the guy end up being a good guy?
You can still marry awful people. It's not like, I mean, I've made that mistake before in my life.
Whoops.
If you didn't like the guy and you had an awkward 2 years, then really, would you have liked the wedding anyway? It sounds like the lady just saved you having to pay for a gift and travel and all that stuff. You got a Saturday off.
Teresa, sorry things ended up that way. Or, if you look at it from Brian's perspective, congratulations.
Yeah, you saved some money.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. What are our texts saying, Brian?
From the 562, we got, if she's real with her friend, and is like, listen, I may be wrong if you like him, but I'm happy for you. It might be a little awkward, but if she's your real friend, she'll appreciate you were being honest at the time, and you don't need to apologize. From the 626, we got Chelsea, you did the right thing 100%. If it's your best friend, they'll get it. Also, Brian is right. He has the subtlety of a blowtorch.
Chelsea, to wrap this up, at least are you going to keep an open mind? You're saying the dude is kind of coming around and trying to be there for her now. Are you going to be open-minded about it?
I mean, of course. I think at the end of the day, my friend's happiness is the most important thing. So as long as I know that he's sticking around and done playing games, like, I'll for sure give him a chance.
Okay.
Totally, until he screws up and then you'll be like, told you so!
Exactly.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.